Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
I'm Amber from Owosso, Oklahoma. I'm a working mom, and I know what it feels like to be busy. But when you make the time to get active, it truly improves every part of your life. Being active is about so much more than fitness. It's about investing in yourself and your mental health. When I'm active, I have more energy and a better outlook on life that allows me to be more present for my children.
Find ways to fit healthy living into your life at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, wildfires are something pretty common that we see around Oklahoma this time of year. I had the opportunity to visit with State Forester Mark Goler during Ag Day at the Capitol, and he gave us some tips and resources to prevent fires on your home.
One of the things they can do is evaluate their home. Go to firewise.org,
okay,
and do an assessment of their home and of their property to see where fire would most impact their home. And look for things that are flammable around the house, keep the yard mowed, keep leaves and pine needles raked up and away from the house and dispose of those. The cleaner the yard, the cleaner the area around the house, the more survivable their home can be during a wildfire event.
Goler said individuals can also always check out that fire situation report to gain information.
Oklahoma's fire season is from January 1st through December 31st. We have two distinct fire seasons, if you will, in Oklahoma. We have dormant fire season, which are the winter months when everything is dead and cured. And then we have the growing season. That's after the leaves have come out on the trees, the grass is greened up, and that'll go through from roughly May through the first freeze in the fall. And so what we have to watch for is the amount of rainfall that we get during that time period. And if we have not received rain, even though sometimes things look green, the moisture in the plants can be low enough that it'll support combustion. So it's very important to check with your weather forecast. Look for go to the Oklahoma Forestry website, www.forestry.ok.gov. Look at our fire situation report, and that'll give you good information on when you can burn, what the fire conditions will be like, what type of drought that we're in, and also give you some good safety tips on wildfire prevention.
Hear my complete conversation with State Forester Mark Goler about fire prevention. You can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.